This is Aaron Palmer with 307 Net Radio, and I'm sitting down with Mark Schuler, who is one of the candidates for
Rural Health Care District Board.
I'll cut that out. Put that in there. I can't keep them straight. All right. Mark, what prompted you to run for this position now?
I think the board needs to go in a different direction. Recently, there's been an emphasis on balancing the budget. It's been more of a financial focus, and I'm afraid we're jeopardizing the quality and the sustainability of the service.
Okay.
EMS is facing a very challenging time right now, and personnel retention is probably the biggest problem, and it's nationwide. That needs to be the primary focus. I think the priority for Johnson County is to have an ambulance service. Money's important, but when you're having chest pain and you need a ride to the hospital, you're not worried about the balance sheet. You want to have reliable service that gets you there quickly. This is not a money maker. It's not a business venture. This is an essential service, whether it's been legally designated that or not. I think that's the attitude of most of the voters, and I think that's the direction we need to go.
Okay. Follow up to that, you mentioned that Buffalo needs to have an EMS. What can we do to retain the EMS workers that we have and to gain more? What can we do? Any ideas?
We need to develop a friendly, supportive culture to work in. We need to have excellent leadership. We need to encourage training of new members of the service, and we need to value those we have and make sure they can make a living and have a decent lifestyle and continue to do something. It's a difficult job. It's harder to find people willing to go into that line of work. So you've got to thoroughly understand the psychology and the workforce dynamic and the healthcare side of EMS. And you need people who are very committed, experienced, and understand how to motivate and maintain a good workforce. You've got to compete with a lot of other industries and a lot of other communities, and so you have to be better than the rest.
Okay. This question is probably mostly self-explanatory, but I'm going to ask it anyway. You've spent your entire career working in the healthcare industry. What previous experience or qualifications do you feel would benefit this position if you're elected?
Well, it's wonderful if you're an EMT and you've had your own boots on the ground and you know what that environment looks like and you know what other workers have dealt with. Or if you've worked closely with EMTs, if you've been in the hospital emergency department or been in the EMS office, or nurses also have experience, especially if they've been in the ER. I think you have to understand when the quality of care benchmark is being met, and you have to understand when people are burning out and know when there's job satisfaction or not. Understand what's going on in other communities. So having experience in the healthcare field, especially in EMS or emergency medicine, I think provides valuable insight.
Okay. This kind of leads into the next question. This one's specifically for you, by the way. You've been very involved in EMS services, and until recently you were the medical director for all of Johnson County, but now just Buffalo EMS, which serves the northern part of the county. You're also on the hospital board, and what would you say to people that think that this possibly could be a conflict of interest?
I think that's valid. I'll make a couple of disclaimers. I'm heavily invested in the highest quality ambulance service we can get, because as an ER physician, I receive that product or that patient, if you will, and I want to know that everything's been done well and as best that can be done when they arrive in the emergency room. So I, personally, I'm involved in that case. If things don't go well, I go down with the ship. So I'm interested in the quality of service coming in the door. I don't have any financial interest in EMS or who gets paid or not paid, and I understand that it's not lucrative at all. It needs to be subsidized because it's a money-losing business. So there's really no money in it for me. I obviously won't be the medical director if I'm on the board, because I can't be working for the agency that I'm overseeing. So that's not a conflict. I'm good friends with Dave Harness. I've known him for 30-some years. I have an extremely high respect for the job he does. So I'm biased in favor of what he's doing, and the voters have to understand that. This isn't about whether you like Dave Harness or not. It's about what is best for our people. Do we have somebody doing a good job? Do we want to keep them doing a good job? So I'm very involved in what comes through the door, and I'm very closely affiliated with Dave, and I'm strongly supportive of continuing to have him manage Buffalo EMS, and I feel we're very lucky to have someone with that much dedication and experience who's managing things for this community.
Okay. Follow up to that. You mentioned that if you're on the board, you wouldn't be able to continue to be the medical director. What happens then? Who do we look at as a possible medical director at that point for Northern Johnson County?
Well, it needs to be someone with a medical license who understands the procedures that are involved with an advanced EMT. Or in the case of KC, someone working as a paramedic. So there's a handful of people in the county who are doctors. I don't think a nurse practitioner or a PA qualifies under the statutes. Last I checked, I think that's the case. Several doctors work in the emergency room here in Johnson County. And in some cases, a doctor from another county is your medical director, but that's more or less when you have no other option. Currently, Luke Goddard is the medical director for the KC Ambulance. He was previously the medical director for the Sheridan Ambulance. I don't think he's going to be overwhelmed if he takes on the Buffalo Ambulance as medical director. So he's the logical candidate, but I don't know that he's committed to accepting that role, or it would involve looking elsewhere. But there are five or six other physicians in Johnson County who could fill that role.
Okay, fair enough. Would you describe yourself as conservative, moderate, or progressive, and could you provide examples and explain your position, please?
I'm a conservative. I believe that government is a necessary evil, and the smaller the better. I don't like to see people's property, primarily their tax money, being taken away and being used for things that are not absolutely essential. I don't like to see things changing all the time, and I think in many cases they don't need to change, but they sometimes do anyway. So I think that probably covers that well enough, unless you want to go further.
Nope. That answered the question. The current board is developing plans for a new designated ambulance barn and to be located out by the fire district. What is your opinion of that proposal?
Well, we really don't need it. I think it's a distraction. To be honest, I think it's part of a strategy to change the whole system, and I think that's inappropriate. The Rural Healthcare District Board is elected and it's established by government to oversee the appropriate use of tax money. To reinvent the wheel, especially when people lack the insight and the experience to know what we really need and what really works, is a mistake. I think it's going in the wrong direction. I think it can harm emergency medical service in Johnson County. Eventually, we may need a building, but right now, we've got a system that's working very well at a savings to the taxpayer. So I think it's moving in the wrong direction.
Okay. You have obviously heard about the I just drew a blank. They had a study done about the current situation for emergency services in the county, which said, basically, those consultants said, you guys are doing fine. Do you agree with that as well? I mean, with that assessment that it's working fine, why fix it if it's not broke?
Absolutely. The SafeTech Solutions study, which was done in early 2020 and cost $30,000 of tax money, $5,000 of that from Johnson County, and spent several weeks analyzing the system and interviewing players and looking at the finances, determined that this was a model for other rural communities. This is a unique situation. To be honest, it's a model that would rarely apply in other communities because you've got a workforce that's aligned with EMS but covers other areas like a funeral home and coroner services, and it's a very efficient and useful model because it allows a more diverse workforce to be doing other things when there's not an ambulance need, but available when there are. So what we've got is a lower cost system and the flexibility to roll four trucks from this town, which is remarkable. That's a greater capacity than Sheridan's going to have going forward with their new system. At the same time, when you look at the average cost of an ambulance service for a community this size, we're under budget. We're getting a deal. We're spending less. We're needing to subsidize less than national average, and the charges to people for this service are less. You can't beat that. Now, what's remarkable is after that study was requested by the board and presented, it looks as though the board failed to even acknowledge that. They just continued trying to reinvent the wheel, which is disappointing, it's disturbing, and it's mysterious. Now, you can come up with lots of theories, and I have my own, but I'll leave it at that.
Okay. So your opinion is not just based on what you've seen personally, but also backed by consultants that are pretty much aligned with how you feel about this.
These are experts. They go all over the country and look at ambulance services day after day. If they don't know, if they're not the expert, if they're not the authority, then I don't know who is. And I think you need to look at that and say, we're very lucky to have this. We better try to keep this.
Very good. Okay. Next question. What is your opinion on the value of paramedics for the KC and Buffalo ambulance services?
I think it's a misunderstanding of what our needs are. It makes very little sense from a workforce standpoint and from an economic standpoint. If you look at the types of service needs we have, and I'll be specific, the last 100 ambulance runs from Buffalo, I reviewed one by one to see which of those calls would have benefited from a paramedic level skill set. Of 100 calls, there were two calls where advanced airway techniques may have been helpful. Unlikely in either case the outcome would have changed, but you could make a case that having those skills available could have provided the service earlier in the course of the healthcare delivery. 2 out of 100. Now, a paramedic level service costs roughly double what an EMT level service costs. And I didn't make that up. That's in the data from SafeTech. It was also presented at the governor's listening session for EMS that was done statewide. And I saw the same slide on the screen. And there were two board members from Buffalo sitting in front of me looking at the same presentation. It's about $1 million a year to staff and operate a paramedic truck. It's about half of that for an EMT truck. Now, those financial facts are so clear, it astonishes me that for some reason we think we need to go there. Because not only are we paying people for skills that we would rarely use, we're also going to make it harder to attract and retain people at that level of skill, especially in a community where they don't get to maintain those skills. So if you train people to be a paramedic in Johnson County, it's likely the job market's going to look better somewhere else, where they get to do more and earn more and utilize what they've spent 2,000 hours to learn how to do. So it always seems like bigger is better and more technology and more skills and more training. But if you look at the challenges we face in a community this size, paramedic doesn't fit at all. It's very black and white. And I was disappointed to see an editorial in the local newspaper written by somebody who doesn't know what they're talking about.
Okay, thank you. Are there specific actions or proposals by the current board with which you either agree or disagree, and what do you think should be the board's priorities?
The approach of the board at the meetings that I've attended and the relationship with the medical, with the ambulance director and their staff are far from optimal. This is not a cooperative, supportive relationship. It's an antagonistic one. I've been to meetings that were truly dysfunctional. And that's unfortunate. That's not the way we want our local government to operate. We need to be grateful and supportive, and the board needs to be doing everything they can to help those EMTs keep doing what they're doing, to encourage them. They probably deserve more revenue personally. They probably are worth more than they're getting paid. But for the most part, it needs to be an attitude of gratitude instead of an adversarial nickel and dime, contentious tone. That's far from what we really need right now. I've been talking about what happened in Sheridan. They lost their ambulance service. They've had to redo. And frankly, they don't really know what they've got yet. They're happy to have something, but we'll see how that turns out. They would have been far better off not to have to start over, and that's the last thing we want to do here.
Fair enough. Okay. Those are my questions. Do you have any other issues that you would care to talk about or any other further comments?
Well, I think for a lot of people, they're on the periphery. They don't understand all of the issues and they don't have time and they really want to know, well, who should I vote for? And I would offer this advice. It's the same thing I do when I'm not sure about school board. I ask the teachers that I know who know about what's going on in the school and have been interested in what happens on that board. And so I would encourage people to ask an EMT or a nurse or a doctor that they know and gain from their experience and their opinions in terms of who to vote for this board.
Thank you. That is Mark Schuler, who is running for the Johnson County Rural Health Care District Board. Thank you so much, Mark.
Thank you.